Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pat Doney in for RJ. Choppy's back tomorrow. Patrick, of course, NBC5 television star here on Sean and RJ. Your home of America's Team, where Jerry Jones will be joining us at 8:30. Mike Fisher, national TV star, going on Colin Cowherd yesterday with the camera in Fish's house and that stupid Emmy in the background. That wall was cool. I don't know what that multicolored wall was, but you had to go and put that little Emmy back there, and you were good on the show. I got to give it to you.
Yeah, that Emmy kind of just landed there.
Oh, yes, of course.
After I put it there.
Perfect.
Yeah. He was charming, Cowherd. Cowherd was like, wow, that's a real Texas house. Look at that. And Mike's like, I just had it painted this morning, and you look good. You had the little cool, what's that thing that you wear?
IFB.
IFB.
Earpiece, yeah.
Mike, it could be a hearing aid, but national TV star. Good job, Mike.
Well, and you and I talked yesterday, and you were very flattering in saying, Fish, you worked all day Sunday. You know, that's a 12-hour day. Then you got an hour sleep and came in and co-hosted the morning show.
Yeah, Donnie couldn't do it. He bailed on it, but you did.
Yeah, and then then I'm like, okay, now I'm done. I'm going to go home and go to bed. And then Colin Cowherd's show calls, and, oh, TV? I guess I'm not done.
No, absolutely.
I'm a TV whore. There's no question about that.
Did Jason Garrett clear things up yesterday or make things more confusing?
Man, oh, man. And this is – there are two chapters for this to me. One is – this is what the hot seat feels like. And we can break that down in a moment. And then point number two, maybe this is why Jason Garrett doesn't want to be revealing. Because he was more revealing, I thought, with us yesterday morning than ever about X's and O's and infrastructure and, you know, who does what. And then he spent the rest of the day getting burned on it. So I've always had this theory. In fact, it's not a theory. I know it. One of the reasons that Garrett doesn't want to be revealing in front of the microphone is because how does that help me beat the Lions?
Yeah.
But maybe the second reason is you sit down with us at 8:30 in the morning and start breaking down Tavon Austin and why he did what he did, and then at 4:30 get asked again and give a slightly different answer, and the hot seat gets turned up 100 degrees.
So let's compare the Tavon explanation. What did you take from what he told us and then what he told the media in the afternoon?
I don't think there's much difference in it. I don't think there's a lie in there. I just think the devil is in the details. And the more he had to talk about it, the more detailed he got. I thought yesterday with us was the right answer, which is, you know, we told him about the risks, rewards. And then we came to the conclusion, Sean, that once you tell a guy, hey, be really careful here. Don't make a mistake here. Well, the next thing you know, he's going to be super careful. And Tavon Austin was. But this is a young special teams coordinator in O'Quinn. Remember that. And this is the kind of communication thing that can happen and does happen in every game. A little miscommunication happens in every game. But when you're on the hot seat, when you're a 500 team, when people thought you were going to the Super Bowl, when you're on national TV, when the audience is a little bit tired of your act, and when the media maybe is a little tired of your act, suddenly we turn our attention to great and grand negative research, and that's what we've got on the Tavon Austin thing. We looked at the deal, Sean, and we're saying to ourselves, you and I are, hey, if he's got a little permission to go north and south, he gains 10 yards, gets out of bounds, and it costs you 4 seconds. Is that about what we agree with?
Yes.
Okay. Does that change the entire game? No. It's a little thing. But when you're on the hot seat, it becomes a big thing. Same thing with the RPOs. This is a gigantic controversy now, because I said they had RPOs down the stretch there on the second and third down. And the reason I said it isn't because I'm not a film breakdown expert. I said it because Garrett, Zeke, and Dak told us.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
We've got some really smart Tolos texting in saying, well, that's not what it looked like to me because the receivers were blocking.
Yes.
Which is a great point. So Garrett said there are RPOs again in the afternoon. So why are your receivers blocking on RPOs? This is what the hot seat looks like.
But Mike, why didn't Tavon Austin said he was instructed to fair catch it, period. Why didn't Garrett just tell us that in the morning?
Because he doesn't want to reveal too much Maybe he should, if that's the truth, then maybe he should reveal that. But don't you think, Sean, that it's most likely that the truth is somewhere in between? What if Garrett said to O'Quinn, be careful?
Yeah.
And what if O'Quinn said to Tavon, be careful means fair catch it?
What if Garrett didn't communicate it well enough to O'Quinn and O'Quinn told him to fair catch it and Garrett didn't mean it and Garrett's not trying to throw O'Quinn under the bus? I mean, that to me is what I take away from it, is that
someone told me that O'Quinn called for the fair catch. O'Quinn hit the button. O'Quinn told Tavon to fair catch it. That communication with Garrett wasn't clear, and now we have this mix up.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And let's not, we really need, this is not a defense of mistakes. It's an admission of mistakes. This happens all the time in every football game where I give you these deep, detailed instructions, and then the telephone game causes you to miss one of the instructions. So, Sean, you went and told Roy, I want a cup of coffee. I want it 8 ounces. I want one thing of cream in it. I want 2 packs of artificial sugar in it. If he puts 1 pack of artificial sugar in it, then we're caught in a mistake. That's what happened here. I don't think this is a critical mistake that costs you a game, but the analysis of it causes us to think about all kinds of breakdowns. Communication, hot seat. What about Jeff Kavanaugh's point about, so you like doing a 57-yard field goal, but 58 was crazy long? It's a great question. It borders on being over-analytical because it's not the difference maker in the game, but this is what the hot seat feels like.
Sean literally told me to go make him an 8-ounce coffee the last break, so yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that there. Fish, moving it forward, Michael Bennett, you know, talking to the media, what did you take away from his conversation with the reporters yesterday?
I loved how he raved about Tank Lawrence. That about Tank Lawrence as a team captain, and he called him a young team captain, and he said he's one of the best defensive players he's ever played with, which is saying something. I mean, wow, is it saying something, given his illustrious career, well-traveled with superstar talent, including, of course, Seattle Super Bowl talent, too, Seattle and beyond. I thought it was interesting that he noted that the reason, or at least the reason he claims, that they renegotiated his contract down to just being a one-year deal is because he's thinking of retiring after this year. Hmm. Now, if you want to really get into deep analysis of truth and falsehoods and gray area, I'm not sure that makes sense. Why would you need to not have another year on your contract to retire? Can't you just retire?
Of course you can. Yeah.
So, but it was still an interesting answer, and I'm glad he finally did this because that gets rid of one of the conspiracy theories from Sean Sharif, who swears he's not a conspiracy theorist, but yet have thousands of them a day.
I'm a talk show host.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So the Bennett did not avoid speaking to the media for almost 3 weeks because there was some dictum sent down from on high. He just didn't want to. It's just that simple. What was the other? And then the throwing the bus under the bus conspiracy. Sean, you know that that's not Garrett's way. You know it's not.
Well, let me just say this. There are multiple players who I just don't believe Jason Garrett's capable of it, but there are multiple players and maybe a co-host of mine, not this one today, who said that Jason Garrett's playbook changed as soon as he got the job from Wade Phillips. And those players, maybe they have access to grind. I don't know. We've worked with one of them, but they're players who swear that that's the case, that Jason Garrett is capable of looking out for himself first and foremost. I don't believe it because Jason to me seems like too much of a Boy Scout, but there are multiple players on those teams who swear by it.
And I don't argue with the guy who lived it. So I think those guys who say that, I believe that that's their truth. I don't think they're lying. Axe to grind, of course, in their defense, doesn't mean they're wrong. You can have an axe to grind and still be right.
Right.
But when we talk about, and I mean this with great respect, for the handful of players who've come through here who decided they hate Jason Garrett. One of them, Martellus Bennett, admits, you know what? Had I come through here as a more mature player, I probably would have been liked playing for Jason Garrett, and I like him personally. And he said that on your show.
Yeah.
That's a strange admission from the leader of the Garrett hate club. The other thing about the selfishness and the putting yourself first, think about this. And again, with all respect to some of those guys, many of those guys who are my friends, You're talking about Garrett being selfish by throwing under the bus, but by you coming on the radio and whispering cowboy secrets, aren't you being selfish?
Mike Fisher here on The Fan. The news of Connor Williams' surgery, what's going to happen with this?
Hopefully this is a few weeks. It's an arthroscopic surgery, which is so-called minor. And, of course, it's always minor when it's somebody else's knee. Their good news is Suofilo is more than capable, obviously, of stepping in. Young journeyman who they have faith in. So they can survive that, but no Connor Williams for the next few weeks.
Mike, Kristaps Porzingis starting to worry us a tiny bit. He gets benched in crunch time yesterday, 20 minutes, 5 fouls, 4 points on 1 of 11 shooting. He made the right comment after the game. Can't blame Carlisle for the benching. He's struggling this month. How worried are you about Porzingis?
Yeah, now the sports pope probably thinks that Porzingis wants out.
Yeah, Mike Francesa, WFAN.
Yeah, but obviously that's not the case. And if you reviewed Porzingis' comments for the last few weeks, he does take it upon himself. I disagree with Roy's analysis that this was a bad loss at the Celtics. The Celtics have a better record than you do, and they're at home, and one of their star players is the guy, Kemba Walker, who you wanted to be one of your star players. So I think losing at the Celtics isn't the problem, but Porzingis gets off to a bad shooting start again, then gets in foul trouble again. You know, his overall numbers, Sean, still look good. If you just look at, points and rebounds and blocks and assists, you don't see what the problem is. But if you watch the game, you see what he acknowledges is the problem, which is teams are defending him by, as he puts it, getting under him, which when you're 7'3", what other way do I have to stop you? And they're getting under him, and they're leaning on him, and they're being physical with him. And maybe that's something, even though he's remade his body, and 20 months of rehab and all that. And maybe there's some rust involved, but maybe relearning how to be physical is the lesson that KP is going to have to take going forward. And by the way, it doesn't get any easier emotionally anyway, because now you're at the Knicks in the Mavericks' next game.
Thank you, Mikey. Good stuff.
Thanks, boys.
Television star Mike Fisher at FishSportsBuyerSafety.com hotline. I don't want Roy misquoted. Roy did not say that it was a bad loss in Boston. I do not believe because of their record. I knew that you were honed in on something and very calm over there because normally you would have already...
You've been throwing things.
Yeah, no.
Kicked
well,
over a trash
I'm serving,
can.
I'm serving as Fisher's straw man arguments for everything over the past week. That's like 3 times he's tried to invoke something that I have done or haven't not done. How's your coffee, by the way, Sean? I got the cream right.
We tell people that I don't do that with any interns or anything.
He's never asked me to get his coffee one time.
I got
That's really nice.
We have
never
a,
done that.
We
now
have
the
a,
women up here.
We
yes.
have assistants wow. and interns that have called me a D, but... That wasn't because I told him to go get coffee.
When are we going to get in on, so Roy earlier saying that Garrett should sign an extension. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit as well.
You want to give me an extension?
No. Roy wants to give Garrett an extension.
Oh, right.
And didn't he say that earlier? Roy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.